2 Timothy chapter 3. I've been trying to contain myself all morning. I've been pretty excited for this offertory, so I hope I don't blow your ears back. But I've almost let the cat out of the bag twice on who I'm calling up today, and I'm really thankful to the Lord he was able to close my lips so they don't know who I'm calling. But I'm telling you, I just had my soul refreshed, and I was so thankful. I'm the pastor of evangelism, and so sometimes we talk about sharing the good news, but sometimes we talk about the good news itself and how it changes a life and how it is a true benefit in every aspect of the human being's life. And it is a powerful thing when someone receives Jesus Christ. So you come with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money. They'll be boastful, arrogant, revilers. I know you're probably wondering where the good news is. This is a knowledge that God has given us to know this as believers. Revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness or religion, although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these. You realize even in that last statement, that last verse, you know, the world's going to go in this direction. We're not surprised. You know, I was once a part of this. So listen, and even without Christ, I would still be in there. You know, so that's a part of all unbelievers' lives. And we also realize that it's even going to be even in those that would be so-called brothers and religious circles. But if you look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, the direction that he'll now give, Paul. Now flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Watch this last one. With those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. I had an opportunity yesterday to be around some brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I'm going to call Anna and Talon up. They don't know I'm calling them. I'm sorry. I had to. I got an opportunity to talk with this brother and sister yesterday, and one of the questions that we had was, is when Christ, because, you know, it's 4th of July, right? So what we like to do is we understand we're thankful for the country we're born in and all of that, but we like to look at it as in the realm of the spiritual realm, too. And so the question was, is when you first received Christ, what do you feel like the Lord freed you from? Now, Anna and I were talking about that, but I never got a chance to really hear Talon's testimony. And so I was like, brother, I've never got a chance. When did you come to know the Lord? And we got to sit out there for a little while. And as I began to leave, I had to get up and go back inside. But my soul was refreshed, hearing the things of God in my brother and sister. And I said, I've got to share this, and I've got to let this be shared in the body to let it build us all up, the things of faith. So my question to you was, do you remember how you answered? You got to come closer. Come on. Come on, sister. So do you remember how you answered?
Your question was, what did Christ free me from?
Like when I first received the Lord.
So I was saying, you know, I was a kid. I was probably 8 or 9. I don't really know what drew me at that exact point.
Exactly. But you said, but there's some things, you know, that I feel like God's been solidifying in my life.
Yeah. And so the last, you know, I think since Maddie was born, I think is when mm-hmm. I kind of got this good wake-up call. There's been times before that and things like that. And then even just this morning, after mm-hmm. this morning's message, I followed up with Pastor Josh. And so if I had to pull it all together, it's this hopelessness mm-hmm. that we were saying. So yesterday I talked about, like, freedom from people-pleasing and fear and feeling right. like I had to save the world.
Well, also that I can just do what's right, and I can leave the rest in God's hands.
Right.
And I was just like, wow.
Right.
And that's a powerful testimony.
Yeah, there's this fear of, like, you know, people, like, what are people going to say? What are people going to think? Or, like, mm-hmm. am I? And so it's just this there's like Pastor Gary was saying this morning, like there's now just a resolve to say, I'm just going to do what's right. You know, the freedom is not to just do whatever I want. It's to now I have the freedom to do the right thing because he's freed me from the sin that's over mm-hmm. my life. He's freed me from myself. And, you mm-hmm. know, and so I can overcome the sin in my life. And so right. with that is this hopelessness, like mm-hmm. Pastor Gary was saying this morning, like the world is just so full of emptiness. And I feel like I've felt that since I was a little kid, which is weird. I've always felt weird about that because, you know, little kids have all these hopes and these dreams and, mm-hmm. you know, you're not cynical because of the world, but I just have never been drawn to the things my peers have been drawn to, mm-hmm. things like that. And I always felt
and
weird.
I remember when you first started coming to the church and I was telling you over there by the door, I'm like, I always saw that in you, you know, because you had received the Lord before you started coming here. There was just something that just it was like the Lord just was, it just kept you from that.
Yeah. So you know? Yeah, freedom to hope and not waste my time, I think what I've realized as I've even gotten older is just you can waste your life on so many different things mm-hmm. and there's no solid foundation in that. And I think that's what, you know, left me lacking. But when I found a solid foundation, like mm-hmm. now I can live with hope and joy and just, you mm-hmm. know, be free to love and to care and to follow the Lord.
And the other aspect that we were talking about was that, you know, I'm just going to do what God says and I'm going to trust him and he's going to take care of everything else. And you were quoting the Genesis 18, the one mm-hmm. that Pastor Gary always quotes too. Yeah. And then it made me think of Romans 8:28. God calls all things to work together for right. good for those. I just need to love him as a desire to be a true Christian. I just need to love the Lord
right.
and do what he says. And then he'll take care of everything else.
Right. He's like Christ, he's just, yeah.
He as Christians, that's what we've been called to do.
Right. Well, and that's what Christ did, right? He came Amen. And he suffered and he gave his life. He was patient through all of the sufferings because he trusted God the Father at the end of the day would reconcile all things.
Amen.
And that's our same hope is like whatever is coming into our lives, it is temporary. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, Christ is going
yeah.
to bring it all together. He sees everything. And so I don't have to live in this fear of protecting myself or making people see things mm-hmm. or whatever it might be. I can just walk with him.
And just trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Boy, we're quoting all kinds of verses. Sufferings in this present day are not worthy to be come. What's coming later, right? All right, so hang tight. We're going to call brother up. These two are brother and sister, for those of you who don't know. All right, so I got a chance because I remember you. Do you remember me before you come to know the Lord?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Around, yeah. I okay. kind of popped in and out
yeah.
from here and there.
And so yeah. Talon reminded me a lot of myself. And he was kind of wide open a little bit too now. And I remember seeing you before you come to know the Lord
yeah.
at your apartment.
Yeah.
And then we talked some. And then you come to know the Lord. So I asked you, share with me your testimony how you come to know the Lord. So I'd like for you to share some of what we talked about.
All right. I guess long story short, I got used to kind of doing things in my own terms.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of following just my own path. I'm a big fan of, you know, if you want to do something well, you find someone that's doing it well and then you copy them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't applying that to my own life at mm-hmm. that time. I thought I was, but, mm-hmm. you know, I was kind of pursuing what I felt like I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it just led me into a dark place. You know, I looked at myself one day. I was like, this is not what I want my life to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And so made some changes, you know, job-wise. Long story short, I moved out to Wyoming to work with my uncle because I thought that was going
to
be the thing that helped me.
Try to do it kind of from a human wisdom standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't work, surprisingly enough. And so, you know, I came back to Jacksonville and I was sleeping in my old roommate's dining room
mm-hmm.
and my car broke down. My dad brought me a bike and
I had just broken
my foot.
I remember when your dad did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had just broken my foot. So I was riding to work on a bike with a broken mm-hmm. foot and just like, man, like how did this happen?
In Florida, so, of all places.
Oh yeah. So, but I'll tell you yesterday. So that's when I started working at that Best Buy. And I rode my bike to work for a year, mm-hmm. and I didn't get rained on a single time.
Right.
And so, like, there
and
are times.
That was God's grace.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and I needed that grace at that time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there were times where I'd, like, pull in the doors at work, and it would just fall. Yeah. And so, you know, at that time, I'd started meeting with my dad at mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
and we were going through the Book of John,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, I kind of came to that point where I was tired of the person I was being.
Yeah.
And, you know,
what did he say to you?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was just throughout the book of John, just that that softening. I had grown up in church,
right,
and didn't like what I saw. Mm-hmm. And so just the presentation of the book of John and just the flip from the way that I had viewed God before that.
Okay.
Love. I think it was just a culmination of going through that book. I don't remember, you know, specifically what we spoke about.
But I remember the one thing you said yesterday was he looked at you, he goes, "Are you tired of this?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And you and God was graciously bringing you to that place where you said, "I'm tired of this."
Yeah.
And you said, and at that moment, that's when your dad prayed with you.
Yep. So, and
Chick-fil-A at the town center.
Chick-fil-A at the town center. Yeah. Yeah. So, and the change was just immediate. I mean,
I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I watched it because I was because I don't always get a picture of before and after.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because of when I came.
Yeah.
But I got a chance to watch the Lord completely change your brother.
I was having conversations, talking about stuff that I'd never read. I mean, just like, it was just... It just felt so natural. Like
the Spirit, he brings to your remembrance the Spirit of Christ within us.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys are making a habit of calling me up here, and I'm not sure I like it.
As Pastor Gary would say in Scripture, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you'll turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm going to close us with this. It says, pursue with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. It's not that we don't evangelize, but there's times when we fellowship, when we come together. If I can encourage you when you come together, look for that time to talk about Him. The question that I asked yesterday was, so when you come to know the Lord, what did He free you from? And there's going to be different things along the way as you grow. You're going to look back and go, this year was really about this. This year was really about that. And so I would encourage you, because as I begin to hear the testimonies of the different ones that I was sitting with yesterday, my soul was refreshed through each other's faith, as Romans would say. Encourage one another through each other's faith. So if you look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and it's verse 5. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. And I'm going to tell you that the sincere faith of my brothers and sisters yesterday refreshed me. So may we as a church refresh one another through a sincere faith in the Lord and build each other up through the testimony of what God's doing in our lives. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You, for You are alive and You are active and You are at work. And I praise You for that. Lord, as Jesus would say, He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For our God is alive and You're mighty. We just want to say thank You for who You are. Thank You for being intimately acquainted with all of our ways. Thank You for meeting us where we were and bringing us out of our sin. Lord, may You guide and direct in the church. May those that are who your true people are, Lord, may Your will be done in our lives. May You strengthen us to be a light in these days ahead. May You give us boldness in proclaiming Your gospel. And Lord, may You give us many more testimonies to share about who You are and how good You are in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.